Here's the thing about living in the city, man. Start noticing like a lot of homeless people, you know? And I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, as a Filipino man living this day and age, and when I see like a white homeless guy, I don't really care that much. Is that the wrong thing to say? Like, I'm not as sympathetic as I should be. Is that? I know it's an ignorant statement, but hear me out. Here's the thing. When I see a white homeless guy begging for money, it's like when you go to the grocery store with your wife and you recognize the cashier and you're like, oh my God, Fred, what are you doing here? He's like, oh man, I've been working here for the last 4 years. You're like, what about you? Oh, I got married, had a job. I was like, all right, take care. And you go to the parking lot, and while you're in the parking lot, you tell your wife, you're like, yo, that guy was the star athlete in my high school. What the hell was he doing here? Like, that's how I feel when I see a white homeless dude. I'm like, you had all the opportunities to make it, man. You just made the bad choices. You just made some terrible. Like, on my way here, I saw a guy with blonde hair and blue eyes. Ask me for change. A white guy with blonde hair, blue eyes. Ask me for change. I was like, dude, just take a shower and drop off a resume anywhere. You have 75 chance to getting a callback. Stop being lazy, Liam. Stop being lazy. I'm just saying, like, I grew up in the city, man, so I've always been this ignorant, even as a kid. Like, I would see a white homeless guy, I'm like, wait, does he have access to a cottage? Half my life, I wasn't giving white homeless men change. I was giving bus tickets to Muskoka. It's like, there you go. Enjoy your Sea-Doo and Dale. Don't forget your Oakley glasses and your Billy Bong shorts, pal. No, I want to say something, though. Like, even, I'll tell you, man, even in poverty, white guys do it better. You guys have luxuries that no one else has. White privilege still exists in poverty. Think about it. You're probably like, what is he talking about? I'm going to tell you right now. Ask yourself this. When was the last time you saw an ethnic homeless guy with a dog? I can wait. Exactly. Never. It's always white homeless guys with dogs. Even when you lose your house, your home, everything. You still have companionship? That's not fair, Elliot. That's not fair. Just go home saying sorry to your wife. I'm pretty sure Tabitha will take you in.